One would be betraying the Black Company when it was a well-known fact that nobody ever profited from such treachery. And the other error, of particular popularity with the senior priests, would be that she had erred in employing the Black Company in the first place. The terror of the Shadow Masters being expunged in the interim by agency of the company did not present a counter-argument of any current merit. Unhappy people shared the meeting chamber with the Radisha. The eye automatically went to the protector first. Soulcatcher looked exactly as she always had. Slimly androgynous, yet sensual, in black leather, a black mask, a black helmet, and black leather gloves. She occupied a seat slightly to the left of and behind the Radisha, within a curtain of shadow. She did not put herself forward, but there was no doubt who made the ultimate decisions. Every hour of every day the Radisha found another reason to regret having let this particular camel shove her nose into the tent. The cost of having tried to get around fulfilling an unhappy promise to the Black Company was unsupportable already. Surely keeping her promises could not have been so painful. What possibly could have happened that would be worse than what she suffered now, had she and her brother helped the captain find the way to Katavar? At desks to either hand, facing one another from 15 feet, stood scribes who struggled valiantly to record anything said. One group served the Radisha. The other was in Soulcatcher's employ. Once upon a time there had been disagreements after the fact about decisions made during a Privy Council meeting. A table 12 feet long and 4 wide faced the two women. 4 men sat behind its inadequate bulwark. Willow Swan was situated at the left end. His once marvelous golden hair had gone gray and stringy. At higher elevations, it had grown extremely sparse. Swan was a foreigner. Swan was a bundle of nerves. Swan had a job he did not want but could not give up. Swan was riding the tiger. Willow Swan headed up the Greys in the public eye. In reality, he was barely a figurehead. If his mouth opened, the words that came out were pure Soulcatcher. Popular hatred deservedly belonging to the Protector settled upon Willow Swan instead. Seated with Swan were 3 Running Dog senior priests who owed their standing to the Protector's favor. They were small men in large jobs. Their presence at council meetings was a matter of form. They would not take part in any actual debate, though they might receive instructions. Their function was to agree with and support Soulcatcher, if she happened to speak. Significantly, all 3 represented Goonie cults. Though the Protector used the Greys to enforce her will, the Shadar had no voice in the council. Neither did the Vedna. That minority simmered continuously because Soulcatcher arrogated to herself much that properly applied only to God, the Vedna being hopelessly monotheistic and stubborn about keeping it that way. Swan was a good man inside his fear. He spoke for the Shadar when he could. There were 2 other men, of more significance, present. They were positioned behind tall desks located back of the